Welcome to season three of the pod. We're back.
Do you think they'll put us in syndication one day?
I don't know what that means.
It's when, like, old Cheers episodes on TV, and that's called syndication. Like, when they, like, replay on, like,
did I play you that
TNT?
I sent you that Norm.
Yes. Oh my God.
So I sent it to a lot of people and showed people, because people at Pros know that you have to sit in your assigned seats.
Yeah.
Like, it freaks everybody out when people, and there's an episode that we've showed everybody about Norm and Cliff are playing pool.
Yes.
And then they come back and there's two people sitting in their seats.
Yes.
And then Norm just sits behind him. He's like,
he's like malfunctioning.
And he's like, I was sitting here. He's like, oh, there's nobody here when we got here. And he's like, yesterday. And he said, from the Ford administration, I've been sitting here.
And then he says, but I'm Norm.
But I'm Norm.
You got to put that on the Instagram to announce this episode.
Okay.
I think we can do that.
Okay.
I think that's hilarious.
So, we don't know how to do the podcast anymore. It's been 2 months, and we are very, very, very sorry.
There's no script.
But we've been very, very busy.
There's no video.
There's no script. Well, we wrote a script on paper, old school with pencils.
Yeah, we both have our own handwritten scripts. Mine is 3 words.
Mine is a lot more than 3 words. So let's get into this. So we had some technical difficulties before we started because we don't know how to use the podcast machines anymore.
Nope.
So we opened our beers early. Yep. So they're open. So for you guys at home, and when you open your beers with us, let's go for it. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to drink my beer while I'm listening to the beers opening. Prost.
This beer's mighty frosty.
Mm. Mm. 10:45. Not bad.
Whew, that tastes good. Oh, wow. 10:45.
It does taste good.
Remember when we said we were going to start at 9:30?
Well, yeah, I was here at 9.
Technical difficulties.
I was here at 9.
I wasn't. I know.
Okay. All right. So let's get going. So it's been a couple months. So we have to do a little recap of what's been going on in our lives and the bar's lives and all that stuff. And we'll start with Hove Yourself a Merry, Merry Christmas. Your hearts be fine.
Today is February 5th. The last recording was on December 5th.
Well, we just had our holiday party, so it's fitting that we talk about Christmas.
Yeah, you're right. We waited to have the holiday party.
Just for this pod. We should have recorded the pod at the holiday party.
No, I'm glad we did.
That would have been really bad. We'll talk about the party later.
Yeah.
Chris got drunky. Stoned-y. Stoned-y drunky. Anyway, so we had Christmas. It was fine.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was fine.
Did you get anything good for Christmas? Let's talk about that.
We've gone over this before. I don't really do gifts.
Okay, we have done this before.
Bah humbug. What did you get, Chris?
So per my request, my family got me face products.
Ooh.
So I have two different serums.
Mm-hmm.
I have face cleanser for evening and morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
That locks in the goodness.
Okay.
And I'm really going to take care of my skin now.
What?
It's only my 52nd birthday is coming up, and I decided now's the time to start washing my face.
What do you...
I'd never wash my face. What? Which is so weird. And like my...
Like if you were here working in the shop and you got like all dirty...
Well, yeah. Then I'd take a dirty rag and I smush the dirt around.
And then if water gets on your face in the shower, cool, but there's not soap involved?
Well... Maybe some shampoo if it dribbles down. But now I have a whole routine because my hair is beautiful right now. It's long and luxurious, as everyone knows. I do my shampoo, and then I put my conditioner in and let it sit on my head.
Yeah, while you wash your face.
While I wash my face.
That's how everyone showers.
Oh.
That's how everyone showers.
And my wife says that I use too much soap.
Probably. So does CJ.
She's like, it doesn't have to be all sudsy.
Yeah,
to be cleaning yourself.
That is a big misconception.
Well, I like sudsy. So anyway, I got face products. I'm pretty excited about it. Super, super excited about it.
Is your hair longer than your wife's?
Oof, getting there.
It's getting. You guys have like the same length.
So yeah, update on the hair bet.
Hair bet.
Ronnie, the loser, Dodger fan, quit.
Ronnie's out.
So he's out. $100 goes in the pot.
Yep.
CJ is still rolling strong. Saw him. His hair looks great.
It's very long.
It's long. Carl is rocking it.
He does not condition it.
Carl, he doesn't?
No.
You got to start giving some hair. I got three different hair products.
I've tried. I've been with them a long time, dude.
Special shout out to Scott Baver.
Yes.
From Bitburger, because he's got great hair. And yes. I am going for Scott Baver hair.
You're getting there, Chris.
Yeah, I know I am. And he sent me his secret hair products.
I love this.
And my wife's like, the Bitburger guy sent you hair products.
Duh.
And I'm like, yeah. Doesn't do that for any of his customers.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
For sure. So Scott, exactly. He listens. I know he does. So thank you very much for yes. The hair products. I'm trying to figure out how to use them. But we'll get there. We're going to get there.
Which of the face things do you think are working the best? Or do you think it's just the combination of all of it?
Well, I don't think it's working at all.
Little too late.
But I think it's going to take some time.
Yeah, no, I think... Yeah.
I use the main ones is the Kiehl's product, the Facial Fuel.
Their stuff
so
is
the
great.
Facial Fuel wash, and then there's like an extra men's strength serum that I
yeah.
use. And it feels, and my wife and I were washing our faces at night together one time and doing our thing.
Just one time.
And we were laying in bed, and she's like, doesn't that feel good? And that was the first time that she said that to me in bed for a long time.
What? No. Okay, guys. God. Episode 42 in the books.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Cher. That's really nice of you.
Wow.
Anyway, so speaking of our faces, of course, and I was like, yeah, it does feel fucking good.
Yeah.
And I'll go to bed and forget to wash my face and put on my face moisturizer.
And now you notice it.
And I'm like, I got to get out of bed.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. once you like pick up any sort of habit like that, good or bad,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard like not to have it again.
I agree. So other than that, Christmas was Christmas. We left for the Big Island on Christmas night.
Yeah.
So there was not much Christmas.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And your wife tried to take down all the Christmas decorations before you left.
She tried.
Yeah.
We said no because Portia was staying and she was coming there on Christmas night and we wanted to make sure Christmas was there for her.
Yeah. I think that was a smart idea.
Yeah.
Quite
and
lovely.
That tree was ready to go up in flames.
They always are.
That is for sure.
They always are.
Yeah. The day you put it in your fucking house.
Right.
Stupid people.
Right.
Americans are not smart. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, what about the Germans, though?
Oh, they're...
They like candles.
Yeah, but they chop the tree down on Christmas Eve.
You're right.
Fresh as shit.
Yeah, definitely
not flammable.
And then
that thing's out of there the day after Christmas. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So Christmas was okay, and then we went to the Big Island.
Yes.
Hawaii.
Yes.
I've never been to the Big Island.
Not before. Once?
Not a single time.
I haven't either, but I just assumed.
Well,
I assumed
been,
you have.
I've been to Maui 5 billion times, and my first time to pick up Big Island. It was a lot of rocks.
I thought that you went there when you went like via sailboat once.
No, that was from Oahu to Maui to Lanai. And to Kauai.
Got
but
it.
Never the Big Island.
Okay.
So anyway, so it's a lot of rock.
Yeah.
It's one big rock, one big volcano. So the beaches were not as great because there's no sand.
Did it make you appreciate Maui more?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I was keeping score, and after 3 days, it was Maui 3, Big Island 0.
What was 3 and 0?
Maui was up 3-0.
Because of the rocks.
It was better.
Oh, yeah.
But then we had a nice beachfront place by Kona, and mm-hmm. we moved south down by Captain Cook into the jungle.
Oh.
And my wife rented this amazing pole house. It was a house built on poles back in 1989 by a physicist and his wife, and he was intrigued about pole houses.
Huh.
So he imported big cedar logs from Washington State and built a pole house.
Cool.
It was fucking cool in the jungle.
So did it look kind of like a treehouse kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. But it was rad. And had big, big view of the water, and it was in the jungle, and it was so cool. And I didn't realize how cool it was going to be until the evening. My first evening there, it started getting dark,
mm-hmm.
and little noises started happening in the jungle.
Yeah, it's way different than being down on the beach in Maui.
Oh, my God. It blew it away, actually, for a little bit.
Kihei is like an urban center when you compare it to this.
So I was barbecuing the first night, and all of a sudden, these little frogs started talking to me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure lots of wildlife.
It was... Yeah. I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. So the next night when I was barbecuing, I put my phone out and I recorded the noise for 11 minutes because I wanted white noise, right? Right? Right?
Yeah.
So here, I'm going to play a little bit of it because it's really great. But what I didn't realize, maybe because I was a little high, was that it picked up all my noises too.
You're grunting, right? And you're, yeah, and you're moaning, and you're.
And there was one where maybe I might have dry heaved a little bit or something. So, and it's funny because I was playing this the first night when we got back to go to bed, and now I heard myself like dry heaving and talking to myself, and I'm like, I got to turn this off
because
who knows what I said?
Who knows what I said?
My mother-in-law was there, and who knows what
who
I
knows
said?
Who knows what you said?
But listen to these fucking frogs. Cool. You can hear me slamming the barbecue. Yeah, I need to work on that. But these are the coheat frogs. Coheat. Coheat. Coheat.
Yeah.
And they're from Panama. And I was obsessed with these frogs.
Yeah.
And, you know, as the night goes on and you're listening to them, they're on all night. They're just going nonstop. And I'm laying in bed and all I heard was one guy, coheat. Coheat.
Then you're like, am I really coheat. High?
I was really high.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're coheat, 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 coheat. I'm like, oh, you found a friend. And then the friend gets louder. Coheat, 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 coheat. And it was so fucking cool.
Wow.
So anyway.
I feel high just being around this.
I know.
I need everybody to know that Chris forgot how to use the mixing board. So he's literally holding his phone up to the fucking microphone
right now. Isn't that intoxicating?
No, it is. I agree. It's really beautiful.
So I had inspirations of buying a house up in the upcountry in Maui. And I stopped thinking about that because I'm like, I can't afford it and whatever. But now I'm obsessed. I have to get in the upcountry Maui because that's not quite as jungly as we were in, but it will satisfy my jungle need. Because I lost something that day. I was there with those frogs. I was like, holy shit. And I haven't taken my puka necklace off since then.
You haven't.
And I'm going to rock it with my hair.
Yeah.
Lardude Jr. That's what I'm going to be, was people calling me, which is.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Let's pick up the good qualities.
Speaking of which. Smoke a little weed.
That makes sense. I mean, if you're already high, might as well, you know, make it real.
But anyway, so Big Island's pretty rad.
Yes.
So it started getting up in my books, and I started meeting some friends, watched the Niners in the Bears game, and and watched, had a lot of Niner fans there, good friends. Met a kid whose dad owns a fishing boat. He wants to take me. He's like, you want to go fishing tomorrow? We need an extra deckhand. And I'm like, oh, my God, my wife would kill me. But now we're going to go back and go fishing. Bretto and I are going to go to the Big Island.
Oh, fun. Because
they have marlin and sailfish and tuna, and it's way better than Maui.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, like, is the fishing different? It's so nuts down there.
Way
different. Because it seems like such a, when I think of Hawaii, I think of, like, Hawaii, like the actual state, like all the islands. I think of it as, I think my brain categorizes it all as like a similar place.
Right.
With like little nuance differences,
so
but it's
different.
So different.
They are so different. And there's no whales.
Really?
Yeah. The whales stick up in Maui, they said, or the north end of the Big Island, which we didn't get to. So we didn't see a single whale. I think my wife saw one blowhole. But in Maui during this time, you see.
She saw one blowhole?
One blowhole. Mm. That's what we call them.
Yeah.
Spouts, the spouts, the blow spouts.
Uh-huh.
Blowhole. So yeah, so that kind of sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about even just up on Orcas, which is way smaller than what we're talking about as far as like land mass and water. But like Orcas alone is like so different all over the island. And generally, it's a lot alike, but they're even just like the microclimates. Like I've been on Orcas before where like one side of the island got like a half a foot of snow and the other side was dry.
Right.
Like it just literally doesn't. It's so weird how.
Yeah, same with Hawaii. It's fucking. We didn't go to the Hilo side, which is supposed to be super wet, but we did go up to the big volcano there, and it wasn't erupting.
How
it was steam.
As far as like size of the island, like actual like
it's
square,
big, it's big. It's the Big Island.
So is it like two Mauis or is
call,
it like
they call it the Big Island for a reason?
Yeah. I know that
it's the
okay.
biggest of the Hawaiian Islands, and it's probably two Mauis.
Okay. Okay.
Because I was saying, let's drive around this island. And then, no, that's not going to fucking.
Yeah.
It would take forever.
Yeah, unless you're really trying to just make that your main focus.
Yeah, but that was cool. So then we got back. Now we're here.
That's exciting.
Yeah. The episode is not really about Christmas. What
it's really not.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about dogs.
Yeah, we said episode three or season three. It's also episode 42.
Episode 42.
Yeah, we maybe said that. I don't know. I blacked out.
We're going to talk about dogs.
We're going to talk about dogs.
As many of you know, my dear companion, Charlie, passed away. January 19th, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
He took a turn for the worse, and we had to send him on his way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice. We had a doctor come, a vet come to our house to administer the death shot.
Oh.
And his name was Dr. Evan. Super nice guy. Mm-hmm. But his name was spelled Dr. Evin. Evan. Mm. And whenever he would text me or would, it would say, I would think Dr. Evil. So Dr. Evil looks, killed my dog.
Yeah.
But he was really sweet. And
of course.
I want to give a shout out to my dear, dear friend, Mike Baker, who there was a need for a second person to help carry Charlie down to the car or the van or whatever. And I'm like, I could do it. I could do it. And there was no way I could do it.
No.
So Mike showed up and assisted Dr. Evil in taking Charlie's dead body down to the van. And I really appreciated that because there's no way I can do it. And then I checked my video, my front door cam, and I watched them carry the stretcher down, and it was heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that Charlie wasn't fully covered. He was just had a blanket over him, and Mike was staring face to face with him as he was carrying him down the stairs.
Aww.
So really tough for Mike because Mike's known Charlie his whole entire life.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah.
But anyway, Charlie was a great pup, and he will not be forgotten. And he was known by many, 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 many people because he was popular, because he was at the Prost all the time for the first, probably until COVID, I think, is when I stopped bringing Charlie around. But he would post up in front of the bar and sit on that mat and block the doorway, and people would have to step over him, which is so smart because then they would pet him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good strategy.
He knew that.
Like, he knew that. So I'll put a picture of Charlie in front of Prost on the grams. Try not to get emotional, but it's emotions happen. So anyway, Charlie will be missed. And so anyway, so he met a lot of people.
Yes, he did.
He was very loved by the neighborhood and by the Prosties and the Ridgies. All the people knew Charlie. So I wanted to think of something to give to everybody that knew Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
So when we would fetch, when I'd throw the stick for Charlie in the water, the rivers or a Deadwood in the Hood Canal, and he would go and swim after the stick and grab it and bring it back maybe a quarter of the way.
Yeah.
Then he'd drop the stick and he would submerge himself completely under the water to where just his tail was standing up there, and he'd come up with these huge rocks. And I'm like, Charlie, the stick, not the rock.
Yeah.
But he always retrieved rocks. So he was a rock dog, never swallowed one. So I
engraved
a bunch of small river rocks. I think I made 82 of them in total.
Wow.
And I handed them out to everybody that knew Charlie. And I asked them, they can either keep the rock or they can throw it into a body of water. I know, Ashley, you sent Charlie into where?
Off the beach at Pole Pass, which is where my family's homestead is up on Orcas.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people chuck their rocks into rivers and streams and oceans. And my hope one day is that somebody is going to find a rock that says Charlie.
Yeah.
And it could be 200 years from now.
Yeah.
And be like, huh, wonder what this is. So
yeah.
I thought it was a nice send off for my boy because he was well loved and he'd be missed forever. Christina, my old bartender who would watch Charlie, I mean, she made an Instagram page for him.
Yes.
And it's still up at Charlie Chocolate Ball. I haven't taken it down yet.
Yeah.
I don't think I have access to it.
Yeah, it's probably Christina.
But he was a good dog. So what we want to talk about today is good dogs and bad dogs.
Yes.
Because a lot of people take their dogs out,
and
a lot of people shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, they really shouldn't. Well, yeah, just dogs, I guess, in general, but dogs in bars and dogs in public and
a lot of times those dogs are happier at home because they like to sleep and they like their bed. But you get dogs that are social and want to be out in public. Mm-hmm.
Well, and some that are so calm. They're just like here for the ride. Just like take me anywhere. Christina used to take Charlie on the bus.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Charlie had a bus pass and he was a commuter, you know, and that's I think one of the
he's saving the earth.
One bus ride at a time. So I think I'm starting, you know, thinking about how Charlie became such a good dog. And it's because he was always there.
Yeah.
It's just time with people. And Christina said, I'm taking him on the bus. And he was perfectly fine on the bus. And that's so sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet. He probably made a lot of friends on the bus.
Yes. Yeah.
They didn't get rocks. They probably thought they would be like crack rocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could have made special crack rocks.
Yes.
The bus people, but we didn't do that.
Yeah. And then Portia would watch Charlie in recent years.
Of course.
And yes. And she was with him recently, actually, too. So
she was. She watched him over Christmas.
Yeah.
And he was fine.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't.
Yeah.
But that's what happens with dogs.
Yeah, it takes a turn pretty quick.
It reminded me of TJ when he first came to move to Seattle. He had a dog named Marley.
Okay.
And Marley was this big old hound dog. Like yeah. this, and he would do the same thing that Charlie did. He would post up right in front of the door,
mm-hmm.
and he was a bigger dog.
Yeah.
And he loved it. And
yeah.
everyone loved Marley at that bar. It
yeah.
was like, and that's cool. When you have a dog like that, that's friendly.
Yes.
Bring them to the bar.
Yeah. There's some, we've had some, like the sweetest, some of the sweetest dogs that'll
yeah.
sit out
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. What was the dog that we talked about just before the show?
Oh, Rue.
Rue. Rue is the sweetest pit bull.
Yes.
Ever.
We had a bartender that worked for us for a minute, but she was actually a regular before she worked for us. She
right.
actually worked for us for like 2 months before we shut down for the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So she really didn't work for us for very long, but she was a part of the Prez family because she was a regular there, her and her partner. And they had a dog named Rue who was like probably the sweetest fucking dog. I mean, like literally the sweetest dog.
Those
ever. He was so cute.
Those pit bulls get a bad rap.
They really do.
They really do.
They really do.
And
they're
good,
so sweet though.
But for good reason, because you look mm-hmm. at them and they're, I mean, they could crush your skull.
Well, and they really care about their people. And I think that that's the misconception because
correct.
They protect their people.
Nature over nurture.
Yep.
So that's a debatable topic with those
mm-hmm.
pit bulls because they are bred to be mean.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's who they are. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, that's what happens. But there's a lot of nice pit bulls.
Oh, they're the sweetest.
Ian and Kelsey have the sweetest pit bull.
Yeah.
My goodness. But you're petting this dog and the head is bigger than your head. And you're like, this dog could fucking take me out.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun, you know, kind of
yeah.
risky.
I mean, you always said you wanted to die by a shark attack, so.
Yeah, not a pit bull attack. That sounds
that's a little different.
Really bad.
Yeah. Well, because like you said, a shark attack, you die immediately.
Correct.
I don't think a pit bull attack would kill you.
Nope.
It would just hurt really bad.
Really bad.
I have a dog story from recently
is
at
it
the
a
bar.
Good or bad dog?
In a weird way, it's a bad dog story, but it was a very good dog.
Oh, well, let's hear the story. I have not heard the story
no.
yet, so I'm excited.
So this was literally a couple weeks ago, and Portia and I were working a Saturday during the afternoon, and we weren't busy, we weren't slow, it was just kind of steady. There was this couple that came in and sat at the front table. And then they ended up having another couple meet them, and they were there for quite a while. They had some food, some drinks. They were not drunk. They were just sitting there having a good time. And I think they maybe even had a baby with them. I'm actually forgetting that now if they did, but it doesn't really matter. They were just a good table, didn't need a lot of attention. And then Amanda comes in to work the clothes. Amanda comes in and I'm starting to finish my shift and like get done so that, you know, it can be Portia and Amanda working together. And this table has paid. And so we're waiting for them to get up so that we can grab the tab and figure that out. And, again, Amanda's been here for like 20 minutes. The table gets up. The only other regular in the bar at this point in time was Mark K sitting at the bar, and he'd been there for hours. And this table gets this table gets up to leave, and Portia and I over by the like the corner of the like by the kitchen look out, and there's a fucking dog with them, like a little like maybe 20-pound dog, 30-pound dog at the biggest, 20-pound dog.
Probably. Do they have the dog in the bar the whole time?
They had the dog under the table the entire time.
Wow.
For like probably 3+ hours. I'm not even being funny.
Wow.
Didn't move. Literally, we didn't even know they brought it in with them. I'm a very perceptive person. When people walk through the door, I see a lot.
Yep.
And Portia and I both didn't see it. And so Portia and I look at each other and we're like, when the fuck did that dog get here?
Yeah.
And they're leaving. They're walking out the door. We're saying goodbye. So
wow.
There's no stopping what happened.
Right.
And I was like, what the fuck? And Portia's like, they just brought that in here, right? That wasn't here the whole time. And then both Amanda and Mark K almost at the exact same time said, you guys didn't see the dog? And Mark's like, I didn't want to be the tattletale. I didn't say anything, but I saw them walk in clear as day with the dog.
Now,
and Amanda said, I've been here 15 minutes and I saw it when I walked in. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God. See, I'm actually okay with that.
Well, and in hindsight, yeah. Because I'm like, you know, this is kind of nuts that this happened. Like,
yeah.
How did we... good for you. It's like the scene in Anchorman where it's like, Baxter, you ate a whole wheel of cheese?
Yeah.
I'm not even mad. Like, how did you get away with that?
Well, I'm going to the whale's vagina next week.
Ooh.
Yeah,
why?
San Diego.
Oh, yeah, with your family.
We're going to look at some colleges.
That's nice. Mm. Ooh, you guys are going to get good weather, probably.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
We're really pushing San Diego for Sonia, so we'll see what happens.
I've just been here the whole time.
I also brought up Duke University today.
Oh.
Because she asked me two nights ago, what do you know about North Carolina? And I said, nothing. I've never been there. And there's a couple at the bar last night, a funny couple, Fox and his wife. I forgot what her name was.
Yeah.
But they just ingratiated themselves into our conversations, and they were fucking pretty rad. And they're from North Carolina.
Yeah. She was from here originally, but they raised their kids
and
he
went to Duke. And said, it's so rad, Raleigh and Asheville or whatever. And he's like, so great, so great. So I was driving Sonia to school today because she needed a ride for some reason. I said, what about Duke? And she's like, 4% acceptance rate. The fact that she knew that means that she's looking at Duke.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. And I said, Sonia, you got 4%? You're in the 4%. Let's go. Let's do this because I want to go to a basketball game so bad.
Yeah, that'd be
fun. I want to relive my college that didn't have any sports with sports.
Yeah.
And Duke has a good football team, too.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
They do.
So anyway, so 4%. And I don't even know how much Duke costs. It's gonna
probably a lot.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, probably a lot.
Back to dogs. Oh, yeah. So I was saying, that doesn't piss me off that the dog was there the whole time.
No, I know. Again,
so many people come into the bar and say, can we bring our dog in?
Yes, all the time.
And this is my biggest problem with people and dogs and people, mostly people.
Yeah, it's mostly the owners.
Because the dogs that are asked if they can come into the bar look like they're a pain in the ass.
90% of the time, they're the bad dogs.
Remember Norms? Norms in Fremont? He would allow dogs inside.
Oh, I thought you meant Norm from Cheers. And I was like, what?
No.
Yes, they did. There's quite a few bars that are known for it.
And it, just for the record, so everyone knows, it is against the law.
It's against the law, but what those bars do is they claim... So here's the other side of the law, is if somebody has a support animal, if they are or are not a support animal, it doesn't matter. We cannot ask.
Right.
And just so the public knows, you can't ask. No, you're not supposed to ask. So like if you discriminate somebody... They don't have to like prove that the dog's a support animal.
Right.
There's not like paperwork or one of those collars or any sort of tag or anything. That's not required at all for somebody to be a support, for a dog to be a support dog. It just needs, the owner can just say it is.
Yep.
So that's how the loophole works for places that it's against the law, but they just say they're all support animals.
Well, no. Well, yes, but.
That's if they got caught, if the health
the guy that owned
in,
Norms, who's now living in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And his old dog was named Norm. I forgot the guy's name, though. But he told me once, he's like, when the health department comes in, it's a 5-point deduction if there are dogs inside. And he's like, and that's the only deduction we would get.
Right.
So we'd live with that. So the health department doesn't want dogs in there.
No.
And the service dog thing, I think they should probably pass a test. If they're classified as a service dog, because then they're going to be calm. And people bring crazy dogs in the bar. I got snipped at by a dog at Norm's.
Yeah.
That's when I asked Norm, whatever his name was, I forgot his name. I said, what the fuck? This dog should not be in here.
Yeah.
They need to pass a test.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I mean, of course, I agree with that. And I think the idea of people carrying around paperwork is probably crazy, but I don't know. We're asking humans to carry around their IDs on them nowadays, so who the fuck knows?
Okay, we're not talking about that.
Okay, but what I will say is it's hard to like get a dog to do a command like that, but if a dog is actually trained or an animal is actually trained to be supportive, they you can almost tell as a observer quickly if the dog is or isn't actually a support dog.
Totally.
But again, we cannot ask.
Right.
So legally, we can't have them show proof or have them do that.
But if your dog starts barking and yelping and whining, you're out.
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing, is if they say it's a support animal, technically we can't do it. But we do reserve the right to refuse service to anybody.
To anybody. So if you're going to bring your dog to the bar, don't let it be a barker or a whiner. Or because that means they're not happy.
Yeah.
They're not happy. If they're if you tie them up outside and they're constantly barking or yelping or crying or snipping at other dogs when they come by, that dog does not want to be there.
No.
And people need to realize that.
Yeah.
And Charlie wanted to be there.
Yeah.
It was clear. And when he got older and stuff, I didn't take him out as much because he had that huge fat ball on his side. And he it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was non-cancerous, but it was a huge fat ball.
Yeah. That's normal in labs, though. In dogs, but really normal in labs.
I can't
labs.
Believe I didn't take him out.
I know.
I'm not sure what took him out. Well, I know Dr. Evil took him out. God damn it.
That's not funny.
He was a nice guy.
I will say, since we've gotten the hut, we have a lot more dogs coming into the bar. My bartenders love dogs. Especially shout out to, well, actually all of them, really. I can't even like pick a couple of them because most of my bartenders have dogs.
Right.
So, but Actually, a story about Kim the other day. She went out to say hi to a dog who was just passing by, and she said she was out there and the dog was very excited to see Kim. And then Kim, you know, gives it a bunch of kisses and some loves, and then comes back inside and to me and goes, "I swear to God, I don't recognize that dog, but the dog acted like it knew me." Yeah. Like the way it was like, "Oh, it's Kim." She was like, "Oh my God." I mean, you and I talked about this earlier, but people. There's regular dogs that walk by,
right.
And their owners are not regulars at our bar, but the dogs are regulars only because of passing by and saying hello to the bartender.
It is so funny. Like, even before we're open, like, I'll be putting the key in the door in the morning at 9, and a dog will just walk by and stop and sit. And the owner's like,
"Sorry,
I don't know what he's doing." I said, "This place, man, dogs love this bar.
Dogs love this bar.
Maybe because it's all the good smells of sauerkraut and sausages.
Probably.
Or Bitburger."
We did have a guy with that hut. We have so many dogs that'll come and their owners. And we've gained a lot of regulars because of this. So, like, the hut has, we've talked about how great the hut is for us. But there is one guy that we had to, like, have a very serious conversation about because he felt like a leash was not required.
Right.
Which, I'm going to be honest, his dog was, like, overall pretty calm and pretty good. So sure. Yeah. If you're sitting in your backyard and you or wherever and you think you don't need a leash, that's fine. You're in the fucking Greenwood Avenue.
Yeah.
Like, what makes you think that something's not going to happen that's going to make your dog freak out? Rightfully so.
Right.
What if a fucking horse starts running down the street?
I haven't seen a horse in Finney Ridge, just for the record. I've seen a coyote.
Yeah. So all sorts of, I'm just saying, like, anything, like, anything could cause the dog to do something that you can't control. And what if the dog, like, scurries out underneath the thing and runs into traffic?
Let me tell you what this guy was thinking.
Yeah.
Every dog owner wants to have the dog that you don't have to put a leash on.
That's cute.
It is adorable.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
I'm just saying, there is a dog, a little poodle. Little white poodle Greenwood, and this guy walked.
Charlie, right? Isn't that dog's name?
Yeah, the dog is named Charlie. Everyone knows him. He's more popular than my Charlie was because he's this little white little poodle.
He is more popular,
and he's never on a leash.
Nope.
And he'll stop at the and the guy would like just walk, and he'll stop and smell and pee and stuff, and then come right back to him, and he'll sit out in front of Ken's while he's in Ken's, no leash, and dog just sits there. That's adorable.
You can always tell when there's either a tourist or somebody who doesn't live on Finney Ridge because they're like, "Where's
they
that
out.
Dog's owner?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're like, "Okay, you must not be from around these parts."
But as a dog owner, that's like fucking. That's like top.
I agree. I mean, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean,
I tried it with
and
Charlie,
you know that
didn't
the,
work.
Yeah,
didn't work. Rabbit.
I mean, there's a lot. Isn't there a lot of, like, I don't have dogs, but isn't there, like, a lot of, like, the leash serves more than a purpose than just the tethering part too, isn't it? Like a training technique with dogs to, like, tell them to, like, behave while they're on the leash. Isn't that a thing?
Well, a lot of dogs, my dogs in particular, Ray Ray was like this, and Charlie was like this a little bit too. When they're on the leash, they become super protective of their
owner. Yes, exactly.
And, like, Charlie would have no problems seeing dogs, and when he's tied up at the fucking post, he's fine. No problem. But if we're walking him,
and your hand is on the other end of the leash,
sometimes he'd get a little irritated with other dogs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's protected. It's giving him a job.
Yeah.
And we have this backpack that we put on Charlie. It's so cute. It was Ray Ray's too. And we go camping or hiking, we'd put the little backpack on.
He'd carry your beers for you?
He'd carry the beers. And
I was being funny, but that's hilarious.
No, serious. But as soon as he put that backpack on, he was like, "All right.
Reporting for duty.
This is on. I am on duty."
Yeah.
And he would be the best dog. I mean, it was like they love a role.
Yeah.
They love a task. They love a duty. Dogs are fucking rad.
My sister has two dogs, and one of them is a black lab, the younger one. And then the older one is like this mutt. He's like a 90 something pound. He's like everything. And his name's Mando. And Mando, the older dog, is a good dog, but he gets really...
It's a silly name.
Well, it's short for Mandalorian.
I know that.
Yeah. CJ named the dog.
Which makes it even sillier.
CJ named him. He gets frustrated with younger brother Brody when Brody, like,
acts out. That's a good name for a dog.
Yeah. So Brody will, like... you know, jump on humans or get really excited when he, when grandpa comes over, whoever's there, and he's like super excited.
Put a knee in the chest.
Yeah.
That's what you do. That's what
No, I've heard that.
Put a knee in them.
Yeah. So here's what happens though. Mando.
Not hurting him.
Mando, who doesn't care, he'll say hi to people, but he's not like jumping up and excited. Mando starts barking at Brody like, brother.
You're doing it wrong.
Fucking stop. You're going to get us in trouble. Stop it. Bark, 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 bark. So then it becomes this chaotic thing where Brody's like, that's cute. Doofy, doofy.
Labs are doofy, doofy.
Oh, he's the best. Yeah.
So anyway, so I think that that sums up our opinions on how we feel about dogs in bars.
Sorry.
Don't bring them unless they're wanting to be there.
Yeah.
And you know when the dog wants to be there.
Yeah.
And if you're walking your dog past Prost and he sits, then let him sit for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if someone's working, there's going to be a piece of ham coming out.
There might be some treat, a piece of ham.
Yeah. I was thinking about making on my laser etcher engraver little Prost dog tags.
So cute.
So when we have a Prost dog that walks by, you know, maybe dogs like a lot of bling. You
yeah,
know?
Like
maybe
almost would, like a little like, you know, a get, charm that yeah, they when, can put on their...
Yeah, on their little yeah. collar, you know, because then when, you know, you get your new like shots and stuff, your new vaccinations,
yeah.
They get a new bling. I'm yeah. like, what's up, bling?
Or the little thing that says your phone number on it if the dog is lost.
Well, yeah, but Charlie never wore bling, but I think bling's a good thing for dogs, so I'm gonna do that.
I love this. I love this.
And then the owner would be like, oh my God, I've never been in this bar before, but they just gave my dog this little tag that says, I'm a Prost dog, and they're going to come in.
Yeah.
It's one at a time, Ash.
No, I know. I mean, like I said, my bartenders, they really work on these passerby dogs, and we have converted people that have become, I wouldn't say regulars, but they'll come by because they know that their dog is allowed in the bar.
You want to give me a beer?
Yeah, I do. Are you going to, while I'm getting another beer, are you...
Since we don't have the camera, the film anymore, we can do this song.
Oh, we still have to have the interlude. It's a part of our, it's a part of our podcast.
Yeah, okay, this is an interlude, and we're about 34 minutes into it, and Ashley is getting us fresh beers because it's Thursday. Bitburger Thursday. I'm calling it right now. I'm still recovering from the
Bitburger Thursday.
Party. Why not? Every day is a Bitburger Thursday.
Okay, so to finalize our dog conversation.
Yeah.
Are you and your family thinking about getting another dog?
Oh boy, here we go. Here we go. When Charlie took a turn, I told my family, I said, I'm not going to be ready for a dog for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the normal grief process of a dog owner.
Yeah.
It's like, you're like, there's no way
there's
I'm
going
to be able to replace Charlie.
Yeah.
And fuck no. And the day we decided to put Charlie down, we had dinner and we talked about what was going to happen the next day and all this stuff. And everyone was cool. Sonia was taking it like a champ because he was struggling.
Yeah.
And it was an obvious decision. And then I said, so, Sonia, to my 16-year-old daughter, do you want to get another dog, or what? Should we wait till you go to college in a year and a half to get a dog, so you don't get attached, or do you want to get a dog sooner? And she's like, sooner. I want to get to know this dog, and blah blah blah. I said, okay, cool, cool, cool. And then Charlie passed away, and a couple days go by, and you really miss certain things. I was the night we put Charlie down that day. That night, I made a chicken crock pot
situation. It's like a chili
chicken verde.
Yeah.
It was delicious, by the way. and I was putting in the frozen corn, and I spilled half the bag on the fucking floor.
Yeah.
And right away I was like, and the dog wasn't there, you know, and I've had a dog, Ray Ray and Charlie, 30 years now. And I had to pick food off the floor for the first time ever.
Yeah.
In a long time, and I didn't know where the dustpan was.
Yeah, you're like, how do I even pick this
My
up?
My God, and Charlie would eat whatever we dropped, he would eat.
Yeah.
Onions, fuck, whatever.
Yeah.
Frozen stuff, he would chomp it down. So I'm on my hands and knees picking up this corn, fucking crying like a fucking baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And then, you know, days go by, and then, you know, I sit out on my little Parisian porch in my bedroom, and I smoke a joint or something, and I'm looking at the neighborhood, and Charlie was always sitting there with me.
Yeah.
Patrolling the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck, all these things. And it starts happening. Like, even last night, my wife came home and she's like, where's the guy? Oh, Charlie. Oh, and she forgot for a second.
Oh, my God.
And it was,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
It happens because you're so used to this dog being right next to you.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlie never left our sides.
Yeah.
I mean, it was insane. So I decided I wanted our dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to get.
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
It was 2 weeks into after Charlie was down. And I'm like,
it was even faster than
that. It was faster.
I mean, I think you felt like, I wouldn't use the word guilt, but I think you were like, okay, yesterday, like the other day I was like, hell no. And now immediately it felt very fast.
Well,
I think you felt kind of bad. Like you weren't honoring Charlie or something.
Correct. And that's, I think, what my family is kind of going through now with a new dog. But I blame Amy. Amy showed me this app called Good Dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all these purebred dogs, and you can filter it out by what kind you want, whatever. And I downloaded it one night and started looking through. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, gosh. And I found these puppies, and they were so beautiful. And so I sent them a little note. Mm-hmm. I had to do it.
Yeah.
And I was just joking around because these puppies, they're charcoal labs, charcoal and silver labs.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute. And they're all like dressed like in Seahawk stuff, like the Seahawk flag behind them and this and that. So I'm like, and this lady's in Puyallup.
Mm-hmm.
The rumble up. What do they say? The do it a Puyallup. What do they say?
Do the Puyallup.
Do the Puyallup. She was doing the Puyallup. And I sent her a message on Good Dogs. And I said, your puppies are so cute. Do you have any non-Seahawk fan puppies? I just wanted to fuck with her a little bit because I wasn't serious. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
And she wrote back, you know, LOL, like, no. You know, and I'm like, cool. I said, how would you feel if one of your Seahawk puppies went to a 49er household?
Oh, no.
And she said, I guess I can make an exception if you are nice people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I like this lady.
Yeah.
Like, she's good. Yeah. She's good.
She's the only good Hawks fan, maybe?
No, there's some good Hawks fans.
Yeah, Come on.
Like you.
Yeah.
So I got excited about this and showed my family the pictures and wasn't met with a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So I called up my dear friend Jose, my emotional support Jose. I said, do you want to go to Puyallup and look at puppies?
Yeah.
And he said, fuck yeah, let's go. So we drove down. We did the Puyallup.
Yep.
Drove down there. Puyallup. It was really fun. It's different down there. That's for sure.
It's definitely different down there.
It is different.
That is right up in the neck of the woods I grew up in, let me tell you.
So this dog farm is right off the 167 right there. And I'm like, oh my God.
Did you get stuck in the traffic on 167? It's always bad.
Oh, I hear it on the news, but I know there's no traffic.
It's always bad. Like, terrible.
Where are they going?
I don't. They all live out in the Podunk and drive to the big city for work, I think. I don't know.
That's what it is.
I don't know. It's terrible.
So we went to this farm and it was awesome. I've never been to a puppy farm before.
Yeah.
All my dogs have been mutts, and this is the first time we're going through a breeder. And I saw these three or four dogs rushed to the gate and were so friendly.
Yeah.
Not barking. They just wanted to fucking get with you. And there's, I already had slobber on me, and the gate opened. And we went in there and we met the dad first. His name is Bogart.
Oh, I like that name.
And he's this big old charcoal. It looks like a black lab with a slight charcoal sheen to him.
Okay. Yeah.
And he got to the fence and jumped on the fence and was just like, crazy lab and slobber everywhere. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. And she's like, and that's Bogart's dad over there, Humphrey. He's retired.
Humphrey Bogart. I just put that together.
He's just banging for free now.
Oh,
like, he ain't getting money for his shit no more. But Humphrey and Bogart. So dad and grandpa were there, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And we hadn't even seen the puppies yet.
Yeah.
And then we went and saw the puppies, and there are four charcoal and four silver, I think, and they were adorable.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever seen a dog that small before. 6 weeks, 5 weeks old.
Holy shit.
And they were so cute.
Yeah.
And they all kind of huddled over each other and, you know.
Oh, my God.
And she grabbed a couple when we were holding them, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to get this fucking dog.
Yeah.
Put the dog back, and we went back into the farm area, and then mom came out.
Yeah.
And mom's name was Sarah, and she was a silver lab, and she was the sweetest, sweetest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her tits were dragging on the ground.
Yeah.
And she
looked
like she had a few chip marks out of her from the pups, you know, because they're getting teeth and claws now.
Yeah.
But she was so sweet, and she went right to the door where the puppies were, and she opened the gate, and they went in there, and then the puppy started feeding on mom, you know, and I'm like, oh, it was the sweetest thing ever.
Oh.
So I got home and I'm like, we're going to get this dog. And not so fast.
Yeah.
So the family did go out there on Saturday, met the pups, liked them, I think. I don't know.
Now it's just.
So
Whatever the next step is.
I'm pretty sure Prosa is going to get a new dog.
Yeah. Well, it's inevitable that it'll happen eventually, but... Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. No, I know. I
put $300 down on this pup, and we're going to get this pup.
Yeah.
So hopefully on February 23rd, we'll get him.
So excited.
But now we don't know. Now the big debate at the house is, since I finally got my way, as my daughter tells me, that we're getting the dog, what the name's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you should name him Hoover for eating all the food off the floor.
That's not a bad name.
Hoover.
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 Come here, Hoof.
Come here, Hoof.
Nah,
I don't think I've ever met a dog named Hoover.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to create this
big... I don't think that's going to be the winner, but I like it.
Yeah.
Big list.
I'm going to create this big list and put it on the wall, and then so people can stare at it, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they don't want to name it until we get it. And I get that. On the drive home...
I don't think it's what I was saying to you yesterday. I don't think it's a bad idea to have some ideas, though. It's okay to have some theories, but then
Yeah.
It might not look like a Hoover when you get him.
It might not.
I'm just saying, name ever.
I bet you it's going to look like a Kevin.
It's probably going to look like a Kevin.
We really want Kevin, but my daughter doesn't want any of the names we suggested so far. So if you guys have any name ideas for a beautiful male charcoal lab that's going to be sitting in front of Prost all the time, please slide
into
me.
DM.
Send me a DM. You can slide into him. Yeah. If you want. I don't give a shit.
Does your daughter have any name ideas?
She hasn't come up with one.
Really?
She's going through a 16-year-old thing, I think, right
now. Yeah.
I think she's still... I mean, Charlie was with her entire life. And I think she doesn't understand how we could just move on.
No, of course not.
And we're trying to explain to her that Charlie's always going to be a part of our life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's hard, though, to explain that to a kid that thinks they know everything.
But I miss the sounds he makes at night.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he's licking his paws and creating hot spots.
Labs.
And gripping his ears because he's been diving in the water too much and making all these noises and snoring and running in sleep.
Yeah.
You miss these things, you know? And so we're going to get one.
Yeah.
We don't want to get one.
Did you tell your wife that yesterday at the bar we realized that Kevin is a nice ode to Catherine O'Hara, who recently passed away?
I didn't. That's good, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Catherine,
cheers to her. Yeah.
We lost her this last week, and I feel like Kevin would be a good name. Mm.
I agree.
Okay. So what else are we? Also, in December, we talked about this in the last podcast, but barely talked about it. We switched our point of sale system over to Toast at good old Prost Finney.
Yep.
And that happened
the week before Christmas.
The week before Christmas.
I am so sorry to my staff, everybody, and my customers and everything, because it was a clusterfuck. Because we were busy as hell, and what a bad time to roll out a new POS. So, Ashley, I am sorry.
I know. You've apologized profusely. And I appreciate that. It happened, so there's no going back on that. We're overall happy with it, still working out some kinks, but it's been good. I mean, having handhelds, it's funny because the overall consensus is, oh, now you guys have handhelds. That's so nice. You can hand them to people. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's not even the handhelds. It's the fact that we had one computer forever. So I don't even think of the handhelds as handhelds. I just think of them as another
computer.
Fucking computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that we had to wait in a line to ring stuff in when we were really busy, really busy, and we have World Cup coming up this year. I'm like, there's no way we could have done that with one fucking POS.
Well, you're welcome.
So thank you.
Yeah, I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Sorry I made you suffer for so long.
Yeah. No, it's been good. We're happy with it. We got through it. I worked a lot. It kind of goes without saying, and we're busy because it was the holidays. So it was just, it was an intense month or two. And
so thanks for enduring our struggles. That's for sure. Cause it was a struggle.
And we're still figuring out gift cards. That's still,
might as well just lose them.
Yeah.
Just fucking lose
which
them.
Which is what Chris wanted
That's
to begin with.
That's the intent of a gift card. To never use them.
Also, while you were gone,
since you've been gone,
when you were in Hawaii, I had one night off, and we went ice skating with CJ's sister and niece. I did not ice skate because I was scared to fall on my hand, but they ice skated. It was super fun.
Fall on your head.
That I'm scared of all of it, but my hand cannot. My hand is so fucked. I can't fall on it and then try to bartend. So
fair.
So we went ice skating, and then on the way back, there's kind of this running running convo between CJ and I. There's a dive bar over by our house in Ballard. We've lived in this apartment for a long time called the Water Wheel Lounge. I'm sure all of you have heard of it. It's like 8 blocks from our apartment.
The Water Wheel.
And CJ's been there a handful of times with other Fremont brewing peeps, but I have never been there, which is very weird. It's
weird.
Literally between my apartment and Prost, like it, as the crow flies. It's quite literally in between. So it's very weird I haven't been there.
Well, it's not weird. When you drive by, you're like, is this a place I want to go to?
Yeah, I know, but everybody says it's so cool.
It is.
It's
cool.
Got like wood paneling. It's like, looks like it's straight from the fucking 70s or 50s even. Like, it's old. And so I hadn't been, and there's been many times that when CJ and I are out drinking, I'm like, let's stop by the Water Wheel on the way home. And he is smart and goes, no, because we've already been drinking and we're not doing that. In the moment, I throw a little kid hissy fit because I'm pissed that we don't get to go by the Water Wheel. So as you all know, I'm sure you all know, and
I've never seen that before.
A little hissy fit?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm trying to think of what it would look like.
I do it.
To me?
No, it's I do it especially when I'm drunk. Anybody that see me like really drunk, I get kind of...
Okay.
I get the Aries really comes out of me.
Okay, noted. Continue.
So for a long time, it's been this running thing like, let's go by the Water Wheel. So for the people that know the Water Wheel, okay. If you don't, you're about to learn. It's now closed. So everybody knows. As of right now, it's closed. So it had been, it's in an area where it was developing and they were like, we're tearing it down and putting in condos and shit, right? Like anything else in Ballard or Seattle. And so everybody was really sad. And it was like this moving target. It just kept getting delayed. Kind of like, what's the Chinese place up on Finney Ridge? They keep saying they're going to close, but then they don't. The place you guys go to get Chinese food all the time.
Oh, Chef Lau's.
Chef Lau.
I love Chef Lau.
Just like everybody's like, Chef Lau, it could close any day now.
Yep,
and it's been open for like 10 more years.
Yep. Chef Lau wants to close.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, Water Wheel, same thing. And so I started giving CJ a guilt trip. Every time he's like, no, we're not going, I would say, well, one day it's going to close and I'm going to have to say I've never been to the Water Wheel. So
we
went to the Water Wheel on the way back from ice skating. I said, hey, really should try to go to that place we just drove by because I keep bringing it up. And he flips a U-turn, goes back and parks in front of the bar. And
I think
like,
people know what flip a bitch means.
Yeah, I know. We pop in there. We're like one beer and we're getting in there. It's literally 2 days before they close. So everyone knows they're closing. So we're like, it's going to be packed. We won't even be able to get a spot. Like we'll stand and have one beer just to say we had it. We get in there. There happens to be 2 seats at the bar. Their bar is not really big. It's an old school U-shaped bar.
Love the U-shape.
Yep. And so you're staring right into the eyeballs of somebody across from you.
The horseshoe bar is so underrated.
I know.
God damn.
You know people have tried to say that you should have taken over the place next door.
Oh, I know. I thought about
it. Turn it into a horseshoe.
I know,
yeah.
But no.
Anyways, so we get a spot somehow, and the place is filled with regulars, clearly, and they're all very sad, and it's their last football Sunday of watching football in this bar, and they're very sad. But it was like the most incredible, and I won't go into everything because we ended up staying there for fucking 6 hours.
Of course you did. Why not? Why would you not go stay?
I'm not going to go into everything because it's kind of hard to paint this picture, but what I will say is like we were there for this football. We were there for this live band who, her name's Mama Cat. Cass, I think was her name, and she's an old regular of the bar and very close with all these people. Like there was so many tears, so much, and she sang like all this music that I grew up on, like Steely Dan, Van Morrison, Fleetwood Mac, who's probably one of my favorite bands of all time. And it was just, we were literally 3 feet from the band. It was like a 10-piece band.
That's rad.
That one of the main guys, he plays guitar. He has 2 adult children that played horns in the band that night.
That's cool.
And we're right there. There's like 9 to 10 pieces in this band.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nuts. They were right up against us. I'll try to get Chris to post a photo of that too on the Instagram. But we just had this incredible time. And then that morphed into karaoke, which they're very well known for. They were very well known for karaoke. The bartenders would stop. Their line was 50 people deep to get drinks. And they would stop doing what they're doing to go sing the song they want to sing.
Awesome.
And nobody would get beers for like the 6 minutes they're up there. Because it didn't matter. Because like it was like, this is the end. And so it made me really appreciate, not to say that I don't appreciate this on a regular basis, but like Prost in general, and then also neighborhood bars for those of you that have other bars that maybe aren't Prost. You might not live in Seattle, or you maybe have a secondary Prost that you're cheating on us with. Either way, neighborhood bars are really important.
They are.
And we've talked about this ad nauseum, but like it's really important to like what we do and why we keep doing what we do and why I worked every day in December so that we could have toast and have that bar. Like it's really important.
I agree.
To Chris and I.
Well, and like
that.
Just like with Fox and whatever his wife's name was.
Yeah, that couple from yesterday.
I walked in. They were the only 2 people at the bar. It was 3:03 and I was a little late.
Yeah.
And my seat was not taken. Thank goodness.
Thank God.
And I walked in, sat down, and Ashley was doing something. Yeah. And I said, hey, Ashley. Hey, Ash. And they're like, well, what about us?
Yeah, what about us? They don't even know Chris. He's like, oh.
All right. Well, now you're fucking in. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. And then I met them, introduced myself, and we had a great time. Mm-hmm. He got a little drunken.
No, they were fun. No, I don't think it was too bad, but they...
He looked like Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. When I told him that,
and
I'm like...
And you finally told him.
I'm like,
I am
so sorry to tell you this, but you look like Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. He's like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah. And he started doing Bubbles impersonations.
And he's Canadian, which was
even
funnier.
And he's Canadian.
Yeah.
So we had a whole discussion about how he lived like 30 minutes away from where Letterkenny was.
Yeah. You know? Like, yeah. And she was a brewer back in the day, so they knew a bit about beer. So we talked about a lot.
It was great.
About beer.
It was so fun. That's... And we will see. They said they've been there before. I had never seen them before. Yeah. They didn't have a punch card. Didn't know what the punch card was.
No, they knew roughly the beers, but not really. So, like, yeah, they've probably been there. But
I guarantee you, just like Peter.
Yeah. Wine Peter.
Yep.
Yep.
He'll be back.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
And because it's such a communal. And then the bar filled up and Carl came and Amy came and all the guys came. Yeah. And they were right in there with all of us and our stupid banter we do every day from 3 to 5. And it was super fun. One of the regulars at the Ridge asked me yesterday, he's like, man, think about buying a house, my first house ever. And any advice?
He said it has to be on Finney Ridge.
And I said, any advice? I'm like, location? I said, oh, I know. No matter where your house is, you have to be walking distance from a beer.
From beer?
From a beer.
From a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to have your spot.
Yeah.
Whenever I changed locations where I lived, like in Burlingame, I'm like, where's my spot? I got to have a spot. Yeah. And it was the Steelhead Brewing in Burlingame. You have to have your regular. You got to know where to go to get a beer. And that's what makes Finney Ridge so appealing, because there's many places where you could be a regular at.
Yeah. Tons.
The Choop has their regulars. The Ridge has their regulars. Yeah. The Ale House has their regulars. We have our regulars.
Yeah.
And they don't intermix.
No.
Like, it's amazing. Yeah. How many people are there that want to have a regular?
Yeah, it's true. Where would be your regular join up in upcountry? You'd find something.
Oh yeah, there's a bar. It's called it's a pool. It's
the one that's like the famous dive bar in that little town.
It's in Mocawa.
Yeah.
And
we drove by it. I saw it. It looked cool.
First time ever up in upcountry. We went up there, and my wife's like, "Oh my God, there's a row of shops.
It's cute.
It's cute. Mocawa.
It almost
looks
like an old Western town.
It is old Western. Yeah. Well, that's where all the Paniolos hang out. The cowboys.
Yeah.
But there's all these cute boutique stores. Mm-hmm. And Kristen's like, I want to go do some shopping.
It's
and I said,
cute.
There's a bar, right? I said, cool, I'll be in the bar. And I'm a howly. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah,
I
mean, of course.
And I walk in all howlied out with my puka shells and everything. And it's like the record went. And I sit at the bar and like everyone's kind of looking at me. And I'm like, oh no. And these are all locals.
Yeah.
It was like a divey bar. And I'm like, I ordered a drink and just sitting there, whatever. And you know, people start going back to their conversations, and I told the bartender, I said, can I buy a round for everybody in this bar?
Oh, wow.
And
I've never heard this story.
There was like 12 people.
Yeah. It was like the afternoon. It was like 11 a.m.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And so he did. And then all of a sudden, I was ingratiated into the bar. Because,
you were Fox.
I was Fox, yeah. And yeah, I was weird. I'm weird, like Fox. I was a Howley, and I wear it on my sleeve. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to be anybody. I have a tattoo of a hammerhead that's in, you know, Polynesian style. Like, I'm a fucking Howley.
Yeah.
And I wear it on my sleeve, and I say,
Here I am.
Do you want a beer?
Yeah.
Let's have a drink together and have fun.
Exactly.
And so there's my local right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
I'm bummed we didn't stop in that town. We didn't have time. It was like a dinner reservation or something. I can't remember what happened, but we drove through. It was so cute, but we ended up not stopping.
Upcountry is cool.
Okay, so we have two more things to talk about.
Let's go.
Because we're going long.
We haven't been in 2 months. No one's going to complain.
Okay, one thing we're going to like glaze over real quick. The Super Bowl's this weekend.
Thanks, Ash.
And the Seahawks are in it.
And they're playing in my stadium.
And they're playing in your stadium.
Yep.
That's really sad for you.
What?
He's not even responding.
Sorry, I dozed off for a second.
I'm not going to get cocky, though, because it's the Super Bowl, and we lost pretty tragically to the New England Patriots once before in the Super Bowl, so I'm not going to get cocky. I know there's a lot of people that are like, the Hawks are definitely winning. I'm like, nope.
The line is only 4.5 points.
Yeah.
And the Hawks are favored by 4.5, and the ones I trust the most are the people in Las Vegas.
Also, I can't pronounce the guy's last name, but the defensive back for the Seahawks, he like fucked up his ankle last night in practice. Eamon Worry or whatever.
Oh, wow.
He's like our rookie. That's
he's good. Badass.
He hurt his ankle last night, and I am really concerned about that.
He was probably partying at the Oasis in San Jose, California.
Maybe, but he did it on the field, so... So yeah. Anyways, so Super Bowl.
So come by the Prost. We're gonna air this episode today.
Yeah, we're gonna release it at some point today.
Weird. Come by Sunday. We're gonna have our famous nacho stadium nachos.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy that shit right now.
Can of cheese and some pickled jalapenos and some stale chips.
I already gave Portia the lowdown. She goes, "This isn't my first Super Bowl. I know what I'm doing."
Yep. Carl's gonna bring some of his buddies over, and he's gonna bring something, and Amy's gonna come, and it's gonna be a fun day at the old Prost. I'm not sure if it's gonna be busy or not. A lot of house parties for Super Bowl, but we're gonna have it. We're gonna put it.
Yep.
We're gonna watch
Carl's
the halftime show.
Carl's gonna fix our audio today, so
Carl's gonna fix the audio.
Yeah, our audio.
Every
all
pub
jacked.
Needs a Carl.
Yeah, every pub needs a Carl for real.
All right, now what?
Last thing we have to talk about. A couple days ago, we celebrated our holiday party.
Yeah.
Listeners of the pod know this. Throwing a holiday party for bartenders is insanity.
It's stupid.
Because our job is to let people have a good time in our bar, but cut them off when they're too drunk. And let me tell you, we do not know how to
drink.
Stop that.
Yeah.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
So every year... We do this holiday party, and every year there's always a story of somebody getting fucked up.
I mean, unless the story is about me. I don't know. I left early, like I always do.
You were there for 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
I need everybody to know, literally 45 minutes.
I might have smoked a little too much weed before I got there.
Yes.
I posted up in my corner spot at the Lamplighter on 85th and 13th. Great place. Nice dive bar. And I was sitting there, and I was a little high, and these three little girls come up to me.
Hold on. They were 20-somethings. You can't keep calling them little girls. It's weird.
I'm 51 years old. They come up to me, and they're cute as all hell, and they're just so nice. And they're like,
oh, Mr. Chris.
They're like, you're Chris? And I said, yeah. And they're like, we work for you. And I'm going,
no, you don't.
No fucking way. Hey, you're really cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're really young.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you guys do for me? And she's like, I work in the kitchen. I would do this. I do this. And I'm going, how old are you guys?
Can you work there?
22, 23. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I probably try to impose some words of wisdom for being in the bar industry my whole life. And then they kind of slowly walked away. That's when I kind of realized time for me to go home.
And then you said, no Jameson shop for me.
No, but I guess I had a bunch of Underbergs. I don't remember.
I don't know if you had a bunch of Underbergs. I mean, you drank all day, so.
Whatever. I'm a day drinker, not a night drinker.
You had
our next holiday party is going to be during the day.
You had
and see if you bitches can hang with me.
Oh, I can do it.
Yeah.
Fuck, are you kidding me? I'm drinking right now. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Don't tempt me with a good time.
That's fair.
No, it was really fun. I have been to many of these parties now. I think this is number 11. I do not do shots anymore. Last year, I did not do any shots, and I woke up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
And this year?
For the first time ever. This year, I had one shot and many Underbergs.
Many Underbergs.
So I was hungover. But I was fine.
You know, Underbergs are the silent assassin.
They are the silent assassin, because it's liquor.
It's
so
half
I can
a
say
shot.
I didn't do shots,
it's
but
a half
I did
a shot,
shots.
But it's 88 proof.
Yeah, yeah.
And you... Don't just have one.
No.
That's
no.
the problem.
Yep.
You should have just one after a good meal.
Yeah.
Like it says on the
Okay,
label.
Says the guy who drinks four of those a day easily.
I got a Underberg pocket watch yesterday.
Oh my God.
Though.
I got an Underberg knife yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't get an Underberg knife. I got an Underberg
Snowglobe. I don't think I was supposed to tell you.
What kind of knife is it?
It's like a little paring knife.
Cute.
It's really cute.
Underberg has the best swag.
They really
ever.
Do. Like literally the best. German.
I wish we had an Underberg at this old HQ at the podcast studio.
I know.
I don't see one here.
I know. I wish I had some in my twin tin, but I don't have. It's empty.
Damn it. So the holiday party was fun. There was no incidents.
Great food.
Yeah.
Good times.
No incidents.
Yeah.
That I heard of.
We played dice. Portia got really drunk. I think she broke her drinker.
Oh boy.
Yeah. That's the end of that.
Spent $5,000.
Yeah.
Just like that. Jesus Christ. There were like 35, 40 people there, and it was $5,000.
We almost drank all the Underbergs, too.
God, you guys.
120 Underbergs, which we should have been able to finish easy, but not everybody was drinking them.
Yeah.
I think we drink like 100 of them. But.
So it's a fun tradition. I'm glad we do it. And it's nice that we did it in February instead of during the holidays because everyone's busy as hell.
I agree. It was a lot of fun.
But next year it's going to be a daytime party. Well,
I don't think anybody would dispute that. We just can't. The bar would have to be closed the entire day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carl. Sorry, Peter, man.
Sorry, Chris.
Sorry. Well, I'll be there.
You'll be there.
Yeah, at some point. Okay. I think we did it. We did it.
We did it. So, I think that was a very long podcast. A
couple things. Don't forget to, or one thing, send me dog names.
Dog names.
I need dog names. I'm making a list. And mm-hmm. if your dog name gets selected, you get a free Underberg. How's that sound?
How generous.
When Fox decided to throw his Underberg cap into the thing, you know, he's like, what do I get when I put it in, if I get it in the boot? I said, you get a yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No freebies. At the
no,
post.
No.
Well, I bought him the Underberg.
Though. Yeah, you did. God buy damn Underberg. It. God damn it.
All right. That's a wrap, Ash. That was fun. I'm glad we're back. We're back. And I'm not sure if we're gonna stick to the once a month thing.
I think
for now.
Once a month. Yeah. I think once a month is
good. Yeah. I think that's good for you guys. Good for us. And yeah.
Get caught up on the ones I know that you all haven't listened to. Thanks for skipping forward and listening to our new one, but go back and listen to the ones you've missed.
There's some funny ones.
There's some really good ones out there.
The first couple, not so good.
Don't listen to the first couple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't need to syndicate those. Just
we got better. We got better. Or worse. Or worse.
Yeah, who knows?
All right, we're going to check out and we're going to, you going to Cash and Carry?
I got to go. I got so much to do, as per usual.
I'm going to make holders for my puka shell necklaces that I'm selling for Valentine's Day.
It's 11:50. You have to meet Carl for lunch.
I got to meet Carl for lunch. Fuck. And we got to get him to Prost.
I know.
All right, we're late. Out.
Bye.
God damn it. I forgot about Carl. Oh, he just texted me his basketball bats.